about Wellington Environmental and how Wellington specializes in helping hospitals, healthcare centers, reduce hospital-acquired infections. Construction or modifications to an operating room require specific engineering and procedures, protecting patients at all times. Any mistakes could lead to infections for patients, especially those in adjoining surgical suites or recovery rooms. This is not a time nor place where a hospital can get careless. Every day, 210 patients die of healthcare-acquired infections. Wellington Environmental Infection Specialist trained staff and vendors design a barrier to make sure patients are well protected. And all of that, that's just the beginning. Hospitals rely on Wellington Environmental, and so should you. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Good afternoon, everyone. From the 590 The Fan KFN Studios, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just minutes away from attorney Scott Sherman joining Franco Opinion on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Breaking news, Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has been indicted by a St. Louis County grand jury on felony invasion of privacy charges. We'll have more on that story coming your way in the 5 o'clock newscast.
Roger Dean Stadium is now Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. New face, same great place. The Cardinals, the Marlins, spring training 2018. Individual game tickets, season tickets, mini plans, and groups are all on sale now. Don't miss out. Catch all your favorite players in action. The countdown to spring has started. First game kicks off on February 23rd at 1:05 p.m. Visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com for more info or swing by the ticket office today.
The IRS is clearly our most powerful government agency. If the IRS decides you've done something wrong, you're suddenly facing serious issues. I know that can be traumatic, and I found out trying to deal with the IRS on my own was a big mistake. So I called the Lance Drury Law Firm. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. That's because Lance Drury has decades of experience. He knows how to deal with the volumes of regulations and red tape. Lance Drury quickly laid out a plan for me that would satisfy the IRS and save me money. And don't go into the IRS lion's den without Lance Drury by your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
Oh, sugar pie, honey bun. Good afternoon, everybody. Smoking Frank Opinion with ya. Yeah. Oh, sugar pie, honey bun.
You know that I love you. Usually, when there's breaking news, it's not really breaking news. That actually was that Tim just had. Eric Greitens, governor of Missouri, indicted on felony invasion of privacy charges. Scott's in the room. Scott Sherman. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm good.
Tim said he knows the difference between invasion of privacy and felony invasion of privacy. Before Tim speaks, Scott, do you know the difference?
Well,
what makes it felony invasion of privacy?
Different states have different rules on whether you can tape somebody with or without their consent, and it can be a crime. If in Missouri is a one-party state, so you can tape somebody without their consent if you're talking about yourself, but you can't just tape people, like leave a tape recorder in a room. So I guess that would be felony invasion.
So what is it that he's supposed to have done? You or Tim, either one of you know what it is he did that made it?
I do. So
what was it?
Invasion of privacy in Missouri is a misdemeanor, but there are four things that can turn it into a Class E felony. That's the lowest level of felony in Missouri. An A felony is murder, an E felony is the lowest of the five level of felonies. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner announced the indictment today, and in a statement, she said that a grand jury found probable cause to believe that Greitens violated the Missouri statute that makes it a felony if a person transmits an image contained in the photograph or film in a manner that allows access to that image via another computer.
Ooh.
So I'm not sure if he put it, if he emailed it to somebody, or if he emailed it to the individual with whom he had the affair, or in some way, shape, or fashion, he stored it in a way that would allow someone to access it from a computer, and that turns it into a felony.
Wow, this is gone a this is quite a couple of rungs up the ladder from just having a fling with a girlfriend.
Have they called a press conference or anything about this? I'm checking some of these things too, and
Tim, you say there are five things you can do that make it a felony invasion of privacy?
There's four things.
Do you know the four?
Number one, if a person who creates an image in violation of the invasion of privacy statute of Missouri, if they distribute the image to another or transmit the image in a manner that allows access to that image via a computer. So that's what Greitens is charged with.
That's one.
The second one is if that person disseminates or permits the dissemination by any means to another person of a videotape, a photograph, or film obtained in violation of this section. So if you actually hand off a video to somebody instead of just actually allowing somebody to access it via computer, that's the difference between one and two. The third reason invasion of privacy would become a felony in Missouri is if more than one person is viewed, photographed, filmed, or videotaped during the same course of conduct. So in this case, it's alleged that he only videotaped one person that he was having an affair with, at least at the same time. And then the fourth reason would be is if the person had previously been found guilty of invasion of privacy, misdemeanor, a second conviction would elevate it to a felony status.
Wow. So apparently there's some video somewhere.
Well, an image. It could be it's an image. A person who creates an
photograph.
Image. Correct. And, and then distributes that image or transmits the image in a manner that allows access to that image via computer. So he could have stored it on a cloud that allowed someone else to get it. He could have emailed it to somebody. He could have sent a Snapchat of it. I mean, in any way, shape, or fashion via computer that someone else could have viewed whatever images that's alleged that he took. The St. Louis, Circuit Attorney's Office has indicated that it mandates felony charges.
Here's the lesson here. For as smart as he is, he's a smart guy. How can he do something this stupid? This happens so often. A general in the Army, I just read 2 days ago, some general, they took a star away from him and kicked him out of the military, so he's lost a lot of his pension because he did something like this, something stupid with some young girl.
Look at Anthony Weiner.
Well, no, not even close. Anthony Weiner is a weiner and an idiot. He's in nobody's book is he a bright guy. Well, Greitens is a bright guy. But to do this is idiotic. Wow, when will we catch on to this fact that anything you photograph, anything you video, anything you send out in a tweet, anything you post on Facebook is out there forever? When will we finally get that? Hopefully, eventually. That is a big news break. Thank you for that breaking news.
And man, Tim, I mean, you are on it. And after Tim announced it, like 2 minutes after, the Post-Dispatch and STL Today and the Kansas City Star posted it.
Like to say, but it's true here, you heard it here first.
And according to Fox News' website, The governor has been, according to our news partners at the Post-Dispatch, Greitens was taken into custody by St. Louis sheriff's deputies. Wow. That's the story from the Post-Dispatch's website.
Wow.
So
this is unbelievable.
It's almost like the Aaron Andrews thing. You know, the pictures, those...
Well, he had a reverse peephole thing.
Yeah, yeah, where you take pictures where somebody would have a reasonable expectation of privacy, changing or being naked without their consent. Well, that would be a invasion of privacy, and then I guess if you put them on the internet or you send them to friends of yours, that would be the distribution. That would be the felony part.
What I'm interested to find out is what exactly warranted the felony threshold in this, because the woman with whom Greitens had the affair, she's divorced from her then husband at the time, and he's the one that went to the media with the story, you know, way back when. Now, he said to the other members of the media that Greitens threatened her, saying, if you tell anybody about this, I'm gonna expose you. And I'm wondering if that's part of what this is all about.
I never like to be the guy that says, all right, why don't you check this. Does the circuit attorney's office in the city put out a press release on this, or did they put the indictment out there?
But she issued a statement. I'm trying to find the verbiage.
This Kim Gardner's new. She's a new circuit attorney in the city. Only been there about a year. And she is really taking a huge risk on this. She better be right, because a famous judge in New York said you could indict a ham sandwich because it's a one-sided thing. But you better really be right when it's the governor of the state that you're indicting on a felony case. And if they've taken him into custody, it's on, as they say. Shocking. Wow.
Hey, Jake's on the phone. He wanted to ask Frank a question about all of this.
I'm not a lawyer.
I know.
I'll talk to him anyway. Jake, how are you?
Good. How are you, Frank?
I'm good. What's your question?
Hey, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just, you know, I'm a big union guy, and I don't know how you are on that and whatever, but.
Well, I've belonged to a union for 45 years.
Okay. So I've been in for 13 years.
Okay.
And with this whole Greitens thing, and he is so against the right to work, or he is so for the right to work, I mean to say, do you think that this could hurt his cause for his right to work going through the, you know, Missouri and the vote and all that's going to be, I guess, this coming up April? Do you think that's going to hurt all that or help?
Well,
this
is the wrong show to ask that, and I'm the wrong person to ask, because I'm not knowledgeable enough about any of that to make a comment. And to make a comment and speculate would probably be stupid anyway, because people hate it when we get into politics. And every once in a while I slip because I feel like I just can't stand it and I have to say something. So I'll take a pass on that answer. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
All right?
No, I was just curious on it, so no problem. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Wow, he must think I'm a lot smarter than I am. That's what I'm thinking. I'll tell you what, if you want to call and talk to Scott Sherman, you can dial us up now. Dan will put you in order, put your name on the screen while I talk about Gateway Lock and Security. Here are our numbers, 314-821-0590. Free advice. What is that name on the screen, Dan? V-I. Is that
Vi?
Vi,
okay, yes.
I thought it was somebody like King Henry the Sixth.
No.
It's V-I. And you left off the King Henry part. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK.
I'm sorry, Frank. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to just...
855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Yes, Tim.
I'll clarify it, and then I'll shut up for the rest of the hour. The indictment alleges exactly what Greitens did. They allege that he took a picture of a woman, either fully or partially nude, without her knowledge or consent, and then he transmitted that image so that he himself could have access to it at a later time.
Oh.
Okay. First of all, to take a picture of a woman without her knowledge, she'd have to be unconscious or blindfolded, right? And wasn't there a blindfold in this mess somehow?
There was an alleged blindfold, right?
Okay, so that would be a way to take a picture without her knowledge. Because it would have to be. Either that or unconscious. Of course you know if your picture's taken. Well, maybe not. Maybe you're looking away and they grab you real quick, you know, topless or whatever. I'm sure we'll know a whole lot more later. But remember, you heard it here first from Tim Woodburn,
the news, 4 o'clock. Don't ever forget where you were. You know, years from now, they go, hey, do you remember where you were when you first heard about that Greitens thing? It's kind of like the Kennedy assassination. Oh, yeah. I was listening to Tim Woodburn on 590, the Fan. You'll never forget it. Now, as you call to talk to Scott Sherman for free legal advice, and you need to do that now, I'll talk to you about your business and security for your business in the form of keypad entry or keyless entry or exit alarms or access control systems, proximity cards, which we have here. Unfortunately, they were put on this building when this was all done brand new before I had a chance to introduce them to the folks at Gateway Lock and Security. Okay, I get it. I understand. But they do proximity cards. Each of us has a card. We walk up to the door. Beep. It doesn't even make a beep. It's just a green light. The light turns green, and you got 15 seconds or whatever to open the door and come in, and nobody can get in without a card. Master Key Systems. This is the stuff that they're involved in at Gateway Lock and Security. And look, you know, if you have a business, security comes in all forms. You know, you have an alarm, you have cameras, you have, but there's other security too. Who can get in and who can get out of there? How easy or how hard is it for people to get in who have no business being in there? They have commercial security solutions. They install high security commercial locks, restricted key systems, master key systems, commercial door locks and door closers. When you tell somebody to leave the building, you'll have to leave. When they leave, you want that door to close and close tight and stay closed. Magnetic locks and electric strikes and exit devices like panic bars on the door, and we've all seen those. This is some of what they do at Gateway Lock and Security. If you want to know more, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
All righty, it is time.
Who is wrong?
It's time to let Scott Sherman help you. Help you with some legal stuff. Rather than you pay $500 to somebody for a phone conversation or a visit in the office. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. And Scott is brought to you by Peroni's Pizza. Mm-mm. Would that be good now? Peroni's Pizza, Florissant, and St. Peter's. And at both locations, there's a tremendous lunch buffet from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. And on Friday, which is tomorrow, on that day, it includes their famous chicken wings. And you folks up in North County need to know there's a banquet room available at the Florissant location that will accommodate up to 100 people. There's some really good food at Peroni's, and they're proud to sponsor Scott Sherman. Peronispizza.com. Don't forget how to spell it. P-I-R-R-O-N-E-S. Pizza. Peroni'sPizza.com. Give it up for attorney at law, Scott Sherman.
Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome. Vi has been holding for a while, so let's get Vi in here. Vi, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Good afternoon, Scott Sherman. And I wanted to say first that we're AM and the PM.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you.
And I wanted to ask a question. In May of 2017, we purchased a 50-inch LED TV from a store here in the state of Illinois. And about the end of January, we noticed across the bottom of the television, about 1 inch high, there was a series of gray squiggly lines and black squiggly lines. And so it didn't seem to get any worse, but I just decided I was going to call the store we bought it from and question them as to what we needed to do. And he said, well, he had never heard of anything that happening before, so they sent a man out to get it, and they took the television, which is a Samsung, to an authorized Samsung repairman. He looked it over, and he said that the bottom right-hand corner of the television, the screen had melted and the frame had melted together and went up into the television, and that's what's causing the problems with the squiggly lines. And so he said there was no way Samsung would do anything about repairing that television. So I decided I was going to get a phone number out of my warranty book, and I called Samsung and talked to them, and they basically said the same thing. They've never had this situation happen before. They do not know what caused it, but what they're claiming is that we had put something in front of the television, like a lit candle or something like that, that caused the corner of that television to melt. And we didn't. There's nothing ever sitting in front of that television that would have melted and caused that screen to get hot like that. So I wanted to know, do you have any ideas of anything to do?
I have two. I have a
I do. Oh, can I jump in here? One of the things, Vi, that always gets people's attention is if you call Samsung back and say, look, this is obviously a defective TV. I've gotten quite a bit of interest from a couple of local TV stations. They're always looking for these investigative stories to do. So you want them to come to my house and get a picture of this TV? Or do you want to talk about working something out? Because to take the legal route, how much was this TV?
Altogether, it was like $611 and some odd cents.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, but not enough to start getting into legal stuff, probably. I always like the television, you know, Elliot Davis kind of investigate, you know, we're on your side, kind of, because nobody wants that publicity on TV. Scott, what do you think?
I'm going to say I have three things, because I didn't think of the one Frank did, and his is better than mine. I think that that's the best route. If you actually... I got a buddy of mine that does those things for one of the TV stations. If you want to talk to him, I'll put you in touch.
Perfect.
And then the second and third, Frank knows who it is, too. He'll do it. The second and third things, if that doesn't work or if they're not interested, I have a consumer law friend of mine that represents people on small ticket items, but they're sort of massive in their scope. I don't believe that this is the only TV that this happened to. They make hundreds of millions of TVs. Samsung makes some of the best stuff there is, and sometimes they make something that doesn't work right. And it's sort of exponential. If 0.01% of their TVs fail, you're talking about tens of thousands of TVs that have your problem. And they know about the problem because they send these out in emails. I want you to talk to that person. And then the third thing is small claims court, or find somebody like myself who's dumb enough to take up the action for you pro bono and file the suit if you'll pay the filing fee and the service fee, and we'll take Samsung to court, and it'll cost them $50,000 to fight over your TV. And that'll be fun, because corporations can't come to court by themselves. They have to hire law firms, and those are $500 an hour. So it's an economics game for them. But if you're 100% convinced, and Vi, you sound like a very persuasive, nice person, that this is nothing but a defect, let's go for it. Start with one by sending me an email. And then we can do two and three if one doesn't work.
Because okay,
Vi,
have a computer.
Okay.
So would you give me a phone number that I could contact you?
Give me an email address. You don't have a computer?
She didn't have a computer.
Stay on hold. Dan will give you my office number.
All right.
And if he doesn't know it, you'll stay on hold till the break.
And we're going to put you on hold, but Vi, when you talk to them, say, where would you like for me to send a copy of the video when the TV crew comes out here to do the story on this defective Samsung TV? Give me an address so I can send you a copy of the video. That they don't like two things they don't like. They don't like attorney letterhead, and they don't like bad publicity in the form of a TV segment where they go out and go to battle for consumers. They don't like that. You have to intimidate them and scare them, because they're not scared of you. So hang on, and Dan will give you Scott's number, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you know what, Scott? You're right. You can tell in her voice, she's not a nut.
No.
She's not somebody trying to get something for nothing. She's sane, and she's probably... And I think you're right. This is not the only TV.
And here's somebody
say that.
And here's somebody, Vi, who's not technologically sophisticated. She doesn't even have a computer. So they save money, and finally she probably gives in. Okay, get this fancy schmancy TV. They put it on a wall. It doesn't work. It's got to be like the most frustrating thing in the world.
Which is pretty rare, because that stuff to get a bad one. It didn't happen very often.
I have a Samsung TV. I love it. They do great stuff. But they're not perfect. You know, it's not anything bad against them, except their customer service sucks. Fix buys TV, and now nothing but good things happen your way. But they're not going to do it until she makes them, and we'll make them. We will make them do it.
Or give her a new one. It won't cost you that much, and the publicity and word of mouth will be so positive, so much better than the other way around. Let's get Brian in here. Brian, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I just got a quick question. So when I first started doing my taxes online, say 9-10 years ago, it got rejected, and it said I had the wrong birth date in there. So I dug up one of those things you get from the Social Security Administration, you get in the mail every year, and I noticed that, sure enough, my birth date was off by a couple of days. So I just filed, to be honest with you, I just changed my birth date on the file. And I did it for two reasons. One, I didn't want to mess with sitting in a stupid government office for hours. And then two is, I thought, well, this is a perfect way to prevent somebody from, you know, filing falsely on my behalf. Because even if they knew my real birth date, they wouldn't be able to file. Anywho, my wife says to me the other day, hey, now, if you drop dead tomorrow, what's this going to do if your birth date's wrong in the government records? And I thought, oh, that's probably a good question to ask. But I was just curious what your thoughts were.
Frank, you want this?
Nah, this is too complicated for me.
Brian, the proper way to prevent yourself from having your identity stolen is not stealing your own identity. Don't do what you did. You have to make sure that you are you. And if somebody does screw with you, you can get a new Social Security number. But you can't get a new birthday. That's you.
Understood.
And so don't do that. Now, if it has to be undone, you either have to talk to a tax professional, and with all due respect to the people that work in the strip malls, like an accounting firm or tax lawyer, and get this straightened out, because the reason that you did it or it happened the first time was an oops. It's a computer glitch. That's a mistake. That can be fixed. But when you do it on purpose, even if you think you have a really good reason, and you're not the governor of any state or anything, right? When you do something dumb for apparently a really good reason, it's still dumb.
Well,
you should probably consult with somebody. So this is not irreparable. This is not unfixable. But don't. Your wife is right. And I know.
Okay.
This, no, man, don't you hate to hear Brian? That. Don't you hate to hear those words? Your wife is right.
Let me remind that. Yeah. Your wife is finally right, Brian.
Yeah. Now, what I think is interesting. Yeah. What I think is interesting, Brian. How long have you been married?
25 years.
Uh huh. Notice that her only concern was about her. What happened? Something happened to you. Yeah. See, she doesn't care about anything you might have to be going through. It's all about her. But Scott's right. You actually would be committing fraud against yourself.
That's right. That's not the right solution.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Okay. So, good luck getting that straightened out. And thanks for listening. And put that woman in her place. All right.
Thank you much. Have a good day.
You got it. You know. The other day, my wife said something about, what if something happened? I said, hey, what if? So what? Get back in the kitchen. That's how
right.
it works. Yeah. Back in the kitchen, keep watching TV. Get Tim in here, and then we'll take a quick break, maybe or maybe not. Tim, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Tim.
And I'm AM in the PM.
That's the best way to be.
Okay. I'm part of a group that is forming a 501c3, and we're going to be doing business in multiple states, and we're going to be requesting assistance from companies that are in other states, and we want to be in compliance with everybody. We don't want any I's that aren't dotted or T's that aren't crossed. And I know that we have to have a certificate of good standing from the Secretary of State in which we're incorporated. And we have to be registered with the Secretary of State in which we do business. Correct?
That's right.
Okay. Now, my question is, if we solicit a donation from a company that's, say it's in Colorado, but they're actually incorporated in Delaware or Nevada or one of those states. Do we have to be registered with the Secretary of State in Colorado?
This line of questioning is good. For those people that are asleep, wake up. This is important because a 501c3 is a nonprofit, so Tim's group wants to do good things, right? You're trying to help people. This is not for profit. So this is good stuff.
No, we're going to help backstoppers and disabled vets and food pantries.
It's a terrific thing. And 501c3s, unlike 501c4s, actually do things instead of funnel money around to political campaigns and make a lot of noise.
Right.
You're actually doing something for the public and for the greater good. I like it.
Right. We want to pay back the people who've done for us.
Exactly. So here's the law on that. The 501c3 designation is a federal thing. It's tax. So you have to be in good standing with the IRS. You have to have your letters giving you the right to do that. So that's the federal thing. That's sort of the paper that covers the rock. Now you got a bunch of rocks. You got a bunch of states, right? So if this is, and usually corporations will have often two places where they do business. One, they have a place where they have their headquarters or where they file. And a lot of places do it in Delaware because of tax stuff. It's complicated. Then the principal place of business is the place where they usually do their main business, their main stuff. So is your main stuff for this thing going to be in Missouri or Illinois or because you say backstop?
Well, we can go either way on that because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be raising food. We can have an office.
But you got to pick one principal place of business. You can't have 10. You can only have one.
Right.
So let's say it's Missouri. Great. So you're a Delaware corporation because you file there, and then it's a PPB in Missouri. Now, if you want to do business between state lines, what you do is you take your certificate of good standing from the Missouri Secretary of State, and you register that in whatever state you're doing business in as a foreign corporation. And the reason I know this isn't because I'm some genius, is I am suing a big company on behalf of a client, and they're from a different state, and they're in good standing, but they're a foreign corporation in Missouri. So I just happen to be looking at that today. I'm not going to tell you what business it is, or they'll hide. No, they won't. But what you need to do is get with your corporate lawyer, the person that put these things together, set up your corporation, and say, look, we're going to do business in other states. We need to be safe and be on board here. Everyone's going to be looking at us and making sure the money goes where it's supposed to go. We want to be in good standing in this state, this state, this state, this state, and this state. And that's what you need to do. And does it cost a lot of money? No, because all you're doing is registering as a foreign corporation in good standing in these other states. This is whoever set up your corporation, put together your articles of incorporation, put together your 501c3 filing. They can handle this. It's easy. Do it.
Okay.
Tim, are you 50 states? Great.
Excuse me.
Are you somewhere where your smoke detector needs a battery? Does anybody else hear that chirping? Is that just
that? No,
that sound, you know that sound when the thing needs a battery that it does that whistling thing? One last thing.
I'm about 6 feet from one, but I'm about to put a new 9-volt battery in.
Aha! I did hear it. It's a distinct. No, it's a distinctive sound. Here's the other thing, Tim. You are really smart to want to do everything right. Dan and I had a friend who started a charity, and he did a lot of things wrong, and he made a lot of mistakes, and the feds came down on him, and he was looking at prison time, and he committed suicide. And he was a great guy. He meant well. He did everything. He did a lot of good things, but he didn't bother to do what you're doing, and he got his in a ringer, and they were sending him to prison. And the day before the trial was to start, he committed suicide because he knew he's going to prison. But his intentions were good. So, yeah, no, good for you. Make sure you got everything right, every I dot and T crossed.
And you guys are down the right road. You're just not at the right mile marker yet. Just keep going. You're doing fine.
All right.
Well, it's going to go on long after I'm gone. I just want to get it off to a good start and make sure that everything is, all the bases are covered.
Have a corporate lawyer who is not on the board who is not a part of the day-to-day operations to guide you in the right direction.
Well, in that case, I think maybe I should send an email to law offices of Scott Sherman.
No, see, you almost had it. You jumped in and you wanted to prove you knew the address, and you got it wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not plural offices. It's law office
law
of Scott
office.
Sherman.
There you go.
And go change that smoke detector battery, okay?
That's right on my list as soon as I hang up.
All right, Tim, good luck. Thank you for what you're doing. It's a good thing. Thank you. All right, we're a quick break. And hang on, Steve, and hang on, Mary, and hang on, anybody, because we will come right back. This won't be a long break at all. I need time to remind everybody that when it comes time to replace the windows in your house, and it will come time, unless when you built the house, if you were the builder or whoever built it decided to put very, very expensive lifetime windows in there, chances are that wasn't the case. It's something people don't think of when they build a house. They just let the builder put whatever windows they want in there. And oftentimes, depending on the price of the house, they're not the greatest windows. So replacement time will come. And when it does, why in the world wouldn't you at least include Window World, knowing it's the number one selling replacement window in the country? Knowing that next week, Window World in the St. Louis area will make their 50,000th sale next week. And that's in just 15 years. It's a very impressive company, very charitable company. Speaking of charities, their charitable arm is Window World Cares. This is also the year they'll hit the $1 million mark for St. Jude Children's Hospital. So why wouldn't you at least let them come out, do a free estimate in your house, show you how strong these windows are, what a great value they are? They sell themselves. Lifetime warranty, 18 months financing, same as cash with approved credit. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
Time to check traffic right now with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Pizza Hut. Accident eastbound 64 on the ramp to northbound 270. You're slow northbound 170 between 70 and 270. Volume westbound 71st Riverview to Lucas and Hunt, and then again 172 Air Flight. Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off of all menu-priced pizzas when you order online. That's 50% off your favorites like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40, or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. One of our teammates, Sherry, has decorated over 1,000 freshly baked cakes for birthdays, graduations, and other special occasions. It is said that she can pipe roses in her sleep. But we think working 8 hours a day is enough. Order ahead or pick up a fresh cake at Schnucks Bakery. And don't forget our freshly baked cookies. This week, get a package of 12 cookies for just $3.99 or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
You hear about Legionnaire's disease more and more, but you might not really know what it is. Wellington Environmental knows all about Legionella and helps companies keep employees, visitors safe from this bacteria, which can be deadly. Wellington Environmental says certain facilities should make sure they've done what is necessary. Buildings with more than 10 stories, buildings with multiple housing units, buildings with whirlpools, spas, housing design for those 65 or older, housing, transportation for patients undergoing chemotherapy. Wellington Environmental is currently helping building owners and management companies in 5 states. Call Wellington before your employees, visitors are exposed. Wellington offers a free assessment to make sure your property will not be a breeding ground for Legionella. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. environmental.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right, it's Thursday, which means Scott Sherman's with us, as he is every Thursday. And I got to thank Steve for being so patient. Steve, say hello to Scott Sherman. Steve? Oh, Steve. Well, this is good news for Mary, because it means Mary's next. Mary, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I have a question for you. And by the way, this is Aunt Mary from the email.
All right.
Oh, that with the niece who wants you want to hook her up on the blind date for Limey.
I haven't gotten your email yet, so I can't really reply.
Oh, well. I sent it. I forwarded the ones that I sent to Frank on to you.
So. Well, let me check your spam folder.
Right on.
Real quickly, for those who didn't hear earlier, Dan, flip your switch. I hear echo. For those who didn't hear earlier, Mary sent me an email asking if I thought Limey'd be interested in a blind date with her niece. I have no way of knowing that. So I said, Mary, email Limey. So we'll see how this pans out. Mary, what do you got for Scott Sherman?
My son was living with a friend and renting from her, but they were both living in the house. It wasn't a good idea, I didn't think, but things kind of went a little bad, and there was damage to a wall, and it wasn't real big, maybe, I don't know, like 2 by 4 feet or not even that big, and he said that he would pay for it and everything. You know, he damaged it and whatever. It wasn't on purpose or malicious or anything. And what happened was he was hospitalized for about 3 days, and the ambulance came and got him and everything. And while he was gone, she took his key off his key ring and locked him out of the house. And he had paid his rent for the whole month, and it was like halfway through the month that this happened. And she got the hole fixed and has a bill for us, but what happened was they had a friend do it, and there wasn't like a legitimate bill or anything at first. And then when we asked for a bill, he works for another company, and then he does this stuff on the side, so they gave us a bill with the other company's letterhead. And when I looked that company up, it didn't have anything to do with, like, drywall repair or anything like that. So I called them and asked them about this invoice, and they kind of transferred me around until the one lady was like, oh, yeah, we know all about it. He fell and hit the wall and damaged it and everything. And
all right, Mary.
There was no itemization, no labor, no nothing.
Mary.
Yes.
You got longer than the judge would have given you at the people's court.
Okay.
But here we go. Frank, you want to crack at this one? It's 2-1.
Now, this is out of my league. Go ahead.
This is like something wrapped in something else. One, you got the drywall story, which I'll tell you pretty quickly. You break it, you buy it. But you don't have to pay for a Fabergé egg when you just break one of those eggs from the grocery store. So,
well, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I'm not paying trying to. Not,
well, you don't have to pay any. First of all, you didn't break it. You don't have to pay any of it. How old's your son?
No, he is. But
yeah,
I'm just
right.
saying.
That's just, you know what? I wouldn't do anything with that. Leave that lie right now.
Let's get back real quickly to how old is your son? How old is he, Mary?
27.
27.
Why are you doing this for him?
I'm not paying it.
Okay. No, but why are you even taking this on? Just like you take on, you know, your niece.
Because he had to move back home, and now my life is disrupted.
But it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't
well,
be,
it
just because he's
I mean,
living
you,
there.
You know, we were empty nesters for about 2 years. It was not
You know
bad
what?
Enough.
No, you know what it is? You're the one of those people who wants to help everybody. You
well,
want to make everything right. No, you are, with your niece, with him. This is not your fight. Go ahead, Scott.
No, I'm not going to pay it. He's
from, but you, you shouldn't even be having to do this.
From one enabler to another, nice to meet you. And then another one just laughed. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We can't fix everything on the show, but we can do legal stuff. Number one, your son, because he was had residence there, I don't care if they had a lease or not, she wrongfully evicted him. Now, he could sue her for that and probably win. And then the counterclaim for the how the drywall got kicked in. I suspect the drywall getting kicked in has something to do, or the hole in the wall has something to do with why he was in the hospital for 3 days, but you haven't signed a HIPAA, and I don't want to know. My
okay.
guess is these things are all related. What
okay.
I'm telling you is this. One, you don't want him in your house, and I don't blame you. But two, does she have the right to kick him out and grab his keys while he's in the hospital without legal proceedings? No. That is against the law. She should get sued. Are you going to do that for him? I would not. But yes, legally, that was the wrong thing to do, and he could get triple damages for that and money back if he paid and didn't get that return. The drywall thing is his responsibility, so we got his problem and his responsibility. But I would do this. I'd tell him, hey, you either find a lawyer to sue her, and then you deal with this countersuit on your own, or that's it. But as far as
well,
living,
he was just expecting, you know, a legitimate bill, not.
I guarantee you, we've been picking on your son a little bit. She's as big a mess as he is because that's why they were together. And she's
well,
a big.
Well, and then the other, there's a second part to it too.
Wait,
a third or fourth or whatever. But
oh boy. All
yeah,
of these are going to be the same thing.
He if couldn't he, get a hold of her for almost the whole 2 weeks. That she had, you know, locked him out of the house and everything. And she finally
That's
gave
right.
him one day and told him to come get his stuff. And he
Mm-mm.
hauled no. as much stuff as
all,
he could.
All illegal.
Mary, we're out of time. None of that matters. Okay. What matters is she illegally threw him out.
And I got this a landlord tenant
what this comes
guy.
Down to.
You want to, if he wants to file a suit against her, and if you guys want to be the backers of that suit, give me an email. I'll put you in touch with my person. On this drywall thing, I wouldn't talk to them about it at all. I'd tell them to pound sand. What are they going to do? They can't sue you.
No.
What do you
but,
care?
I mean, as far as... So we'll never get a real bill out of it. And this other company
well,
is
that,
letting him
First of all, you
it?
Said we again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And as one
Mary,
enabler
Mary.
To another, you need to stop.
Mary, do you have Scott's email address so you can give it to your son when you can't, when you get it? Do you have it?
Yeah, it's,
you know
on
his
your,
email?
It's on your website. I'll get it off of there.
And I'll put you in touch with my person, and we'll walk right down this long, winding road of landlord-tenant law, and he will hopefully nod his head and understand, and then he can decide
yeah,
what he wants to do.
She hauled all his leftover stuff off, and now she wants a bill. She gave us a bill for that, or gave him a bill for that, too.
All goes into all of these wrongful acts on her part.
Okay.
Yeah. It really does all go back to what he said earlier. She kicked him out illegally. That's
Correct.
All this. That's all that matters. That's yep. all we need to deal with here, or you need to.
Even though there's no signed
to.
Lease, it was just a verbal lease. Or
it goes month to month based on the operation of the conduct of the parties.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good luck, Mary. Stop
all
trying
right,
to
thanks.
Help everybody. Stop trying to be
help
Mother
me.
Teresa and helping everybody.
Stop helping. Help us. Well, we all need
all right.
help.
Thank you, Mary. Now, I don't think Lynn's problem can be solved in 2 minutes, but let's just at least give Lynn a chance to throw a question.
True
now, Lynn, go quickly. Scott Sherman, go.
Quick.
Go.
My brother is mentally disabled, and Mom always took care of things for him. She has passed. So, no, I need power of attorney so that I can, you know, take care of his 401 and doctor and things like that. What should I look for or pay attention to when I go to an attorney to have
and
this done?
Someone that does elder care, because the person for whom you're going to okay. get power of attorney may not have capacity to understand the document they're signing. You want to make sure that they are handled in a way where there's really a lot of care that goes into the capacity of that person. And if you want mm-hmm. the name of a great one in St. Louis, I will give you one if you email me. But that's what you should be looking for, elder care, not just on age, but also on sort of competency.
Lynn, do you have Scott's email address?
Well, darn, I didn't know it was quiz time.
Yes, the law it's always quiz Scott, time.
The what law mean? Office of Scott Sherman.
No. There's no the. You almost had it. Take the off and do it again.
Law Office of Scott Sherman.
At. Oh, geez. No.
Just give it to
go
me.
Ahead. Go ahead, Scott.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. And the elder care lawyer I'm thinking of, I owe a favor to. So if you send me an email, I will pass you her way. And she's great.
Oh, thank you so much. It's just been a lot to handle. You know, Mama always did everything. So,
Lynn, when you really decide you want to thank somebody,